Okay. Although the rabbi is not here, I know he very, very much wanted to be here. And I want to thank Rabbi Elzan and Avi for enabling this to happen. And for Duff also pushing it. I know Rabbi Elzan made the, I apologize to those who were taking the SEP and didn't have enough time to study, because he moved it to Thursday instead of it being tonight for people to be able to show up to this. I want to thank David Mandelbaum for canceling the basketball game tonight. Although, had it been on, I'm not sure which one I would have gone to. I want to thank Reuven for getting the food, helping with the order, setting everyone who helped him. I don't know who that was because I wasn't here for Marv. Everyone who helped him after Marv set this up. So thank you so much. And I want to thank my family for coming. Tonight is the 25th yahrzeit of my mother. Name's Malka Bas Moshe, and this should be Le'ilei Nishmasa. And that actually, right there, is actually a good place to start. Because oftentimes you'll go to a shir and you'll hear, this should be Le'ilei Nishmasa. In our shul, as you know, of course, aside from bringing back the Aish, we hope to, within the next year or so, decide whether we're going to get something for $100,000 or get something for $6 million, or anywhere in between. And when you go to a shul, all over the shul, every shul, you see plaques. And you'll see a plaque that the Aron Kodesh was dedicated by so-and-so for the memory of so-and-so. You'll see that all over, everywhere. And I can guarantee that when we do raise the money, when we do raise the funds for whatever the future structure of the shul is going to be, it's going to be that way. And people give tzedakah. Whether you're giving $100, whether you're giving Mirza Shem Pravi $50,000 at a time, whatever it may be, it's going to be likely for the sake of someone, in honor of someone, in memory of someone. And the question is, how do we view our avodas Hashem and our fulfillment of mitzvos when it's done for another motive? Because in theory, of course, when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to any mitzvah, for Talmud Torah, shouldn't it just be that we should do it because Hashem asked us to do it? And not, I'm giving tzedakah for this other person. I'm giving tzedakah because I want this to happen. I'm learning Torah for such and such. I make the announcements in my school every day, and every day I announce, today's Parnes Hayom is dedicated by so-and-so for so-and-so. And or sometimes for the sake of some, for Fuah Shleima for someone. It's also very common, of course. So how are we supposed to view that? In general, in life, and the world around us, it is very much result-oriented. If you work really hard and you try to accomplish something, and you're spending, let's say, let's use whatever business world, you're spending hours and hours on a project, and it ends up failing. So your boss might not necessarily be so happy just because you worked really hard if it's your fault for the failure. And yet, when it comes to Judaism, when it comes to religion, it's not about that. Of course, we do care about results, and it is about trying to fulfill the mitzvah, but it is much more than that. And so that Rachmano Liba Boy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our heart, Hashem cares about our kavana, cares about our intention and our desire. I tell my students that for some of them who don't come from Shomer Shabbos homes, or some of them who do come from Shomer Shabbos homes, but they struggle with keeping Shabbos, I tell them that when you keep Shabbos this week, if you keep Shabbos this week, you're going to get a lot more reward than me. Because for me, it's easy. I'm used to it. But Hashem knows every single person's level. Hashem knows every single person's struggle and challenge and difficulty. And Hashem measures accordingly. And it's certainly a very important thing. So here, when it comes to performing a mitzvah for another motive, so how do we do that? How are we supposed to do that? And the first thing I want to start with is to understand, what does it mean to do a mitzvah lishma? What are we supposed to do? What is the ideal? And so the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the last parak of Hilchos Tshuva, after a person, let's say, fulfills the first 9 prakim and gets rid of their sins and does tshuva. So the Rambam is telling you, when you go on in life, when you think about life and starting to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how you're supposed to think. And I want to read the words from the Rambam in the first source. Ha'oved me'ava usik bator v'mitzvos, that you should serve Hashem with love and be engrossed and involved in learning Torah and the performance of mitzvos. When you serve Hashem, you do mitzvos, it shouldn't be for any physical pleasure in the world or for a physical benefit. And I shouldn't do a mitzvah because, you know, if I don't do this, I might burn in Gehenim. Velo kedei liyarish hatova, not for the sake of, you know, a good inheritance. Ela ose ha'emes meshehu emes. V'sof hatova lavo b'klala. Rather, why should a person do a mitzvah and serve Hashem? Because that is the correct thing to do. And that's the bottom line. And you know what? In the end of the day, good things will happen to you. Hashem will reward you in the end. But it's not for the reward. It's because this is the right thing to do. Right? When it comes to raising children, so you want to encourage them to do something, to act in a way, because this is the proper way. It might have to start off lo lishma. I might have to give them treats in order to come and learn with me for a little bit. I might start off lo lishma, but mitos lo lishma, ba lishma. And continues the Rambam. Maila zoki maila gadol mod. He says this is not a simple thing. This is a high level, high madrega tarif, where a person serves Hashem because it's just the emes. V'ein kol chacham zochala. Not everyone merits this level. V'hi maila Avram Avinu shakara kar shbarchu ohavo. And Nogea, certainly, to the Parsha this week, right now between the end of Noach and the next Parsha, Lech Lecha, where it's all about Avram Avinu. And he says Avram Avinu is the paradigmatic example of someone who serves Hashem l'shma, someone who loves Hashem, who Hashem calls him his Oavo, his beloved. And Avram Avinu is willing to do anything for Hashem. Because he only served him out of love. And the source of this, of serving Hashem out of love, because the right thing to do, is the pasuk in Shema, to love Hashem. Ubizman Shehov Adam es Hashem Ava Haruya Miad Yase Kol Hamitvos Me'ava. And when it comes to loving Hashem, so a person who has that love will then serve Hashem out of love. When it comes to a relationship, so if someone has a close relationship with their wife, so even when the wife asks them to do something that might be a little annoying, you're going to do it because you love the person. If the relationship's not there, if you don't have, hopefully, if waking up at 3 o'clock, feed the baby, okay, there are things we can understand. But if a person doesn't have a relationship, then without the relationship, then it's very difficult to do something, and certainly difficult to do something out of love. And the Rambam continues, this is not the next halacha, but a few halachas later, he now explains, as opposed to explaining what is lishma, he now explains what is lo lishma. And he says, Amru chacham arishonim, Shema tomar haridu lama Torah b'shvil sheyeh asher. Maybe I should learn Torah because I'm going to be rich. Happens to be, on a side note, for someone who's in chinuch, learning Torah does not make you so rich. It's not necessarily the most lucrative profession. I actually think that the source probably comes from a dowry. Because back then, the greater the talmid chacham you were, the greater dowry you got when you got married. But he continues other examples of why someone shouldn't learn. B'shvil shekra Rebbe. You know, I want to learn Torah, I want to get smicha, because I want people to call me Rebbe. B'shvil shekabel schar b'olam haba. I want to learn so I get olam haba. Tama lomar, you shouldn't do those things. Tama lomar le'avas Hashem kol ma shatem oisim lo tasu el me'aba. Everything you should do should be out of love. V'od amru chachamim b'mitzvos chafetz me'od v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. That we say that a person should desire mitzvos. You know what it doesn't say? It doesn't say you should desire the reward. And that's the ikar. So with that in mind of understanding what lishma is, so that brings us to a Gemara that seems, I don't want to say questionable, but it could be eyebrow raising. Because the Gemara, it's discussing a pasuk that says that sekas teromem goy, tzedakah teromem goy, that tzedakah uplifts the nation. The Gemara says that it's talking about the Jewish people. And then the Gemara says, Ve'atanya, discussing the fact that, you know what, other non-Jews might not necessarily always give lishma, they might not always perform tzedakah for the right reasons. The Gemara says, you're telling me non-Jews might not do things for the right reasons, tzedakah? What about the Jewish people? And says, Ve'atanya, if you look in the bold in source 3, Ve'atanya, Ha'omer sela ze litzedakah b'shvil shi'ich yabini. That if a person gives tzedakah, say $100, a person is giving $100 to tzedakah, they say, I'm giving $100 to tzedakah, or they think, I'm giving $100 to tzedakah because I want my son to be healed. My son is sick. I'm doing this for my son for refuah shlema. Or the other example that Gemara gives, I'm giving $100 to tzedakah, so I get olam haba. How are you classified? Tzaddik gamor. To remind you of that phrase, tzaddik gamor, I know this isn't the Rama, but to remind you, the Rambam says tzaddik gamor, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? Nechtav v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. Signed and sealed already. You don't need more. You're great. So if this person is classified as a tzaddik gamor for giving tzedakah for an ulterior motive, so has that stem basically, has that align with what we saw? Well, the Shema is doing something for the MS because it's MS. It's not. So how does that go with this? And what it's also in contrast to is the famous Mishnah on Pirkei Avos that some of you might be thinking about right now. In the fourth source, Antigonus Yisocho Kibel Mishimon Atzadik Huaya Omer Al Tiu Kevadim Ashamshim Es Harav Aminat LeKabel Pras. That a person shouldn't serve their master. Of course, this is not just talking about a slave-master relationship, but it's talking about someone who's an Eved Hashem and Hashem being our master. Shouldn't serve Hashem for the sake of the reward. Elo Hevu Kevadim Ashamshim Es Harav Shelo Aminat LeKabel Pras. Rather, you should serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu because I should serve Hashem, not for the reward. And the Mishnah just ends off, V'hi moresh amayim aleichem. You should have fear of God upon you. So that, the example in the Gemara, where it calls you a tzaddik gamor, is that you want olam haba. There's no greater sar than olam haba. And then, but the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, don't serve Hashem for the reward. Don't serve Hashem for the sake of olam haba. How do we reconcile these two? To start off, Not in contrasting these the Gemara and the Mishnah, but just a Perush, the Tosfos Yom Tov, on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He's discussing if you do serve Hashem, for the sake of the reward, so what does that count for you? Is that where you don't get any credit, and because you did the wrong thing, or is it where you do get credit? So he says in the fifth source. Middle of the first line, Perish Harai Bar Tenura, Ela Me'aval Bilvat. So the Bar Tenura's commentary on this Mishnah, very short, he says, serve Hashem out of love, which is actually in line with the Rambam, where the Rambam, his example of Lishma, basically is serving Hashem out of love, and used Avram Avinu as the example. Kilomar, Shalzeh has here Shetei Avoda Me'aval Bilvat, you should only serve Hashem out of love, Lefisha Zo Iker HaAvoda, because that is the ikar of the avoda avaloshek who wrote to lomar, but here's the key line shavoda shamal kabaprasi asura. But that's not to say if you're serving Hashem for the sake of a reward that that's usher. Somewhere it's forbidden to do that. Shami kol makom oved Hashemu, because in the end of the day, what are you doing? You're serving Hashem. You're doing the mitzvah. And it says that's why the Torah doesn't hold back from telling us reward and punishment. Because if it was usher to serve Hashem for the sake of reward, then why would the Torah mention reward and punishments? And if the Torah does, which of course it does mention reward and punishment, then Torah would have to say, there would have to be a law in the Torah that says, but you can't have this in mind, otherwise you don't get the mitzvah. So he says, so he starts off and he explains, it says, Lo Manal Kabel Pras, that don't think that if you don't do it the best way, don't think you don't get credit. There's such a thing, as a teacher, oftentimes I get asked probably every single test, probably by the same student every test every year, like, do you get partial credit? Yes, I get partial credit. Don't worry. Let's write something. Sometimes I tell them, like, you have to be, like, certain questions are open-ended. I'll be like, you have to try hard to not get credit, and sometimes kids try that hard. But overall you get credit. But now at this point, even though you do get credits, how do we understand that Gemara that says that a person who gives tzedakah for the sake of their son healing, or for the sake of olam haba, that's a tzaddik gamor? So if you go to the other side of the sheet, so Rashi and similarly the Arve Nachal explain as follows. They bifurcate it, because right now we're thinking about everything as one package, that when it comes to the mitzvah and serving Hashem, that like we start with, there's a maisa mitzvah and there's a machshava, there's a kavana in mind. And within those two, our whole question is, how could that be a tzaddik gamor? So Rashi says, don't think about it that way. And says Rashi, on the words, hareza tzaddik gamor, bedavar zeh, in this thing, in reference to the actual maisa mitzvah, meaning this person gave tzedakah. They did what you're supposed to do. It was just sukkahs, right? So there's sometimes you could be sitting in a sukkah, That's not necessarily the most glatt sukkah. Sometimes it might be where certain shitas would say it's kosher, certain shitas would say it's pasul. You might have a time where lekule alma, it's b'di'evet, and it's kosher. But that's not the most ideal thing to do. So here, what happened? What was the action? The action was totally glatt. The $100 was given. You performed the mitzvah. Says Rashi, he says, V'lo amrina shlo l'shmosa, elakim mitzvahs boros shetiva la'asot tzedakah. You fulfilled the mitzvah that Hashem asked you to do of tzedakah. However, miskaven af lanas atmo. But you also put in, you know, Hashem, once I'm doing this, please help me out a little bit. You got kavana for your own benefit. Shiz kev olam haba o shiech yabanav. And if you go to the Arvei Nachal, he says similarly. If you go to the first one line, it's Khan, the third line in the middle. He says that in the end of the day, that the Iker Kavana is to perform the mitzvah. Meaning, like I start with, when we Mirat Hashem build a new shul and someone decides, let's say, person donates $100,000 for a beautiful Aron Kodesh over the main sanctuary, and it says it in memory of so-and-so, it's not where you wouldn't give that money if it wasn't for the in memory of. It's I'm giving it, and I'm happy to give it. Once I'm giving it, I could donate it for the sake of something else. But, Masha'im Kain, if a person is only donating for that sake, if you're only going to do it for that sake, so then you're not a tzaddik gamar. But that's what the Arvei Nachal says. And we have a different analysis from the Derech Chaim and the Aruch Lener. And that they actually say that the examples in the Gemara matter very much. Because up until now, it seems according to the Pshat of the Rashi and the Arvei Nachal, it could be that you could have anything in mind. And the Maisa Mitzvah is 100% glatt. You gave the tzedakah. Okay, you want something else? Okay, that's fine. But like the Maisa Mitzvah, it makes you a tzaddik gamar. So the Derech Chaim and the Aruch Lener say differently. They say that you know why you're a tzaddik gamar? Because if you think about it, you have to think about what's the Ratzon Hashem. And at all times in life, it's important, right? All of us know that whenever you have, if you have a major life dilemma, it's what does Hashem want me to do? I have option A or option B ahead of me. What does Hashem want me to do? So over here, what are the examples? Someone's son is sick, and they give tzedakah so that their son is healed. Does Hashem want that kid to be healed? Of course. Someone wants Olam Haba. Does Hashem want this person to merit Olam Haba, to be closer to him? Of course. He says, that's why it's a tzaddik gamar. Because he's doing the maisa perfectly, and his kavana is for the ratzon Hashem, is for something that Hashem wants. I'll read it inside the Derech Chaim. V'atam ki kasher oseh ratzon Hashem yisbarach hu tzadik, v'Hashem yisbarach rotzeh shiyah hatov yisrael. Hashem wants good for the Jewish people. V'arei zesh omer, harei sel zel etzdaka ma'ashich yabini oseh she'eyeh ben olam hava, hu gam kin ratzon Hashem yisbarach. That is also the ratzon Hashem. U'lefikach hu tzadik gamar. And that is why you are a tzaddik gamar. And I'll say the Aruch Lener outside, but to sit in this, along the similar line. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when it said that if you don't want to serve a master for the sake of the reward, so he agrees, of course, that's not great. But you know what is great? Imagine someone who loves their master, says, you know, I want to stay on longer. I want to stay close to you. Right? So obviously, when it comes to in Chumash, so we know, right, you have to bore your ear. Right, in theory, you should want to be a Ben Chorin, but that relationship, even in that case, that relationship between the Eved and the Adon and the master is a very close one. And the master wants to be close to the slave, and the slave wants to stay on, and he wants to be close to him. So plugging that into our relationship with Hashem, as us, as the Avadim, we say, Hashem, we want to be here in this world. We want to be close to you. Someone's son is sick. I want my son to stay alive longer, so that he could serve you more. I want to be an Olam Haba so I could be closer to you. That's why he's a Tzaddik Gamar. Because the specific examples given are for him being closer to Hashem, and for something that Hashem wants. And whenever that's in mind, Hashem wants, like I said, the two greatest examples of reason someone will give tzedakah, aside from, I think, the most common reason is Stam. But after Stam, it's it's le'ilui nishma someone, or for refuah shleima for someone. And both of those things are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And Tosfos, in the Gemara in Pesachim, raises this stira. And Tosfos gives a different answer. And Tosfos says that it has to do with charata. It has to do with regret. And he says that when a person does a mitzvah, and you do it for an ulterior motive, and you give the tzedakah because I want so-and-so to be healed, he says, if that person, Rachman Litzlan, passes away, do you regret giving tzedakah? You might be mad, Hashem. You might have that. You don't regret giving that tzedakah. And he says, a person who has charata, so then you're not. That's not a case of fulfilling the mitzvah on the level of a tzaddik gomer. But if you're doing it, and you're doing it lishma, and even though the thing you asked for didn't work out, you're still happy you gave it, and you have no regrets for that. And I just want to elaborate on this idea a little bit. Because there's something very important about sometimes having a desire and serving Hashem with a certain, I don't say intention, but a certain goal and not being able to reach it. I heard an idea from Rabbi Przanski. I know that's an original idea because I once used it in a different shir. And I asked him where it was from. He said, I think it's me. and so the idea is Bellas. It's a beautiful yesod. As Rabbi Elazan mentioned here a few weeks ago in Shal Shudis that Ratzadok HaKohen of Lublin says that if you ever want to understand an idea, you have to look at the first place it's mentioned in the Torah. So when it comes to, along that same those lines, what's the first mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs? Right? If anyone wants to do the Sefer HaChinuch, it's very easy right now to do it on a weekly basis, going through the parshas. So in last week's parsha, you had one mitzvah, Pru Urvu, first mitzvah in the Torah. As Rabbi Przanski, why did Hashem make it so that Pru Urvu is the first mitzvah? And he said, you know why? Because you could want to do it so badly, but unfortunately you can't. Because as we know, 1 in 7 couples struggle with issues of infertility. And even nowadays, with advancements in technology and medicine, far beyond what they had 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, it still is difficult. And still not everyone could do it. And Hashem made that the first mitzvah because we should learn the lesson that Hashem doesn't always care about the results. Hashem cares about your desire. Hashem cares if you want to try to do it. How do you want to get close to Him? Do you want to try to do this mitzvah? And sometimes, unfortunately, in the end, no matter how much you try to perform the mitzvah, you just can't come out with the ma'aseh mitzvah. But we make a siyum. As Siyum Masechta, we say in a certain sense that line, the difference between Jews and non-Jews. And one of them is that they're result-oriented. And that, like if you think about it, to use an example, I think the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not sure he gives an example, but for the idea from the Chavetz Chaim, that if a person, let's say their shoes are broken, they go to a cobbler, I'm in the 21st century, I'm sorry. I also never fix my shoes. So if you ask him to fix your shoes, and he takes them over the weekend, he spends 10 hours on it, and you come back on Monday, and you say, how much is it? He says, it'll be $80. You open up the box, and they look exact same way. He says, what are you doing? You didn't fix it. He says, I know you didn't fix it, but I tried really hard. Right? That guy wouldn't get $80. He'd be very upset. Right? And yet, when it comes to Talmud Torah, just for the sake of the siyum where we say it, you could work really hard at a sugya and be totally off. And you get the schar. And you could work really hard at trying to perform a ma'aseh mitzvah. And you know what? You might not be the exact same level of schar if you did it, but Hashem wants your ratzon. Hashem wants you to try to do it. And that's the most important thing. And For every single one of us, of course, our desire and our goal is to be true Ovdei Hashem. And sometimes we're able to fulfill things, and sometimes, especially for almost all of us in this room, we have difficult life circumstances. Raising young kids, it's not always easy to be able to do exactly what you did prior to having kids and prior to being married. But Hashem wants us to try our best. And the goal should be for every single person to be able to to do their best. And as Hashem, that should be Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be thrilled with every single person's efforts. And we should, Bez Hashem, go stronger and stronger. And this should be, this shir should be an aliyah for my mother's neshama.